This news update is brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. It's Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting, and wanted to let you know that Harbor Beach Schools made a heartfelt announcement on their Facebook page over the weekend, revealing the postponement of the senior parade. This decision stems from the recent and tragic loss of a parent within the senior class. In a display of empathy, the school administration opted to delay the parade, recognizing the need for sensitivity and support during this challenging period. Currently, the rescheduled date and time remain pending, underlining the necessity for adaptability from both the Harbor Beach seniors and their families. The student support team, located in the school counselor's room, will be available all week to assist students or staff needing help or a quiet space. Feel free to reach out to any team member, including the counselor, two school social workers, and the SHC therapist. Some news out of Detroit, where a man robbed a bank. He walked up to the teller. He handed her a note. She opened it up, and the note read, "Bank robbery." That robbery happened at around 11:20 a.m. May 9th in the 7700 block of Michigan Avenue. He got a little bit of money from her, but then he went over to another teller, handed her the same note, and received more money, police said. He left the bank on foot. Nobody was injured. Officials described the man as being about 5'8" or 9 inches tall, around 190 pounds. He was last seen wearing a white baseball cap, white face mask, a dark shirt, and dark pants. In other news, a 19-year-old man died Saturday during 2 days after being critically injured after falling from while skateboarding in Port Huron. So this happened Thursday, May 9th, just before midnight on 24th Street near Vine Street. Police said he was holding on to a vehicle while skateboarding when he fell and struck the pavement. A 39-year-old man has been charged with two felonies. That's going to restart a whole new story here. Sorry about that. Schools across the U.S. are increasingly turning to artificial intelligence and video cameras to spot guns. Some states are considering multi-million dollar grant programs for the technology, but many of those bills have been written with specific criteria, so only one software provider can qualify. That company is called Zero Eyes, which was founded a few years ago by military veterans. The chair of the National Council of School Safety Directors says the technology is good, but he's got concerns about state laws giving preference to providers of particular security platforms. A truck driver accused of intentionally killing a police officer during a traffic stop on a Utah highway had been holding a woman against her will inside the cab of his truck. Michael Aaron Jane is accused of driving his rig into Santaquin. Police Chief Bill Hooser on May 5th, while the officer was helping a woman who had escaped from the sleeper section of Jane's semi-trailer. Hooser's friends, family, and fellow officers honored him at public funeral on Monday. Jane was arrested on suspicion of aggravated murder targeting a law enforcement officer, kidnapping, burglary, vehicle theft, failure to respond to officers, and a signal stop. And with that, I'll be right back.
Picture yourself on a new John Deere Zero Turn, mowing your lawn on a bright sunny afternoon, confident that you got the best Zero Turn for the best price at Tri-County Equipment. It's time to take a test drive at your nearest local John Deere Tri-County Equipment location. Pick up the John Deere Z330M Zero Turn Mower with a 48-inch mowing deck, just $38.99. How about the Z515E zero-turn mower with a 54-inch mowing deck? It's only $53.99. Or how about stepping up to the John Deere Z735E zero-turn mower with a 60-inch deck, now just $79.99. Plus, get as low as 0% financing for 36 months on approved credit. Huge discounts on all John Deere Gator XUVs in stock, as low as $14,299, with 0.9% financing for 36 months. Hurry into Tri-County Equipment. These specials are through June 30th only.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
For the... This news update was brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. For the latest Thumb area news, anytime, make sure that you visit thumbnet.net. We do not have any obituaries to share with you this afternoon.